Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, yes. Am I speaking to Sally?
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank you, Sally. I am calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am contacting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Would you help us out with the survey today?
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Sally. Just a moment. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress, will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yeah. Yes, I definitely will.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Probably Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not too strong.
Okay. What is your age, Sally?
I'm 89.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white?
White.
Okay.
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, somewhat dissatisfied.
You're dissatisfied?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people in organizations. It sounds like you're very busy, but this is going to take a little time, okay?
Okay.
Now I'd like to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Okay. Now, Sally, the first one is Joe Biden. What's your answer from 0 to 100?
Oh, probably about 30.
The 30? Okay. Let's see. Donald Trump.
20.
Okay. Mega Republicans.
What was the question?
Yes, I believe it's an organization, Mega Republicans, or?
Never heard of it.
Okay, no problem. Trump's Project 2025.
I haven't heard that yet either.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Remir.
Who was the name? Lori?
Yes. Lori Chavez de Remir.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Okay, the next one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, I'll give her a try.
A 20?
I said I'll give her a try and see how she does.
Oh, okay. So do you have a number for her, like maybe from 0 to 100?
Uh-oh. Maybe 35.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum.
Bynum.
Never heard of her?
The name's a little familiar, but not enough to say much about her.
Okay, so let's just, would that be no opinion, don't know, never heard of?
No opinion, no opinion.
Thank you, ma'am. Republican in Congress.
Republican and what?
Yes, Republicans in Congress.
Oh gosh. I don't know. I don't have much of an opinion on them at all.
Okay, so do you have maybe a number that you would like to give them?
25.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
About 30.
Okay. J.P. Vance.
J.P. who?
J.P. Vance.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
It's hard to say. Probably either one.
Okay. Yes, it would. There's an Republican, Democrat. Okay. What would your answer be, Sally? Would that be that you're Okay, let's see how I can figure this out. Give me one moment here.